This is a CKTZ News Update. Chronic overloads on Vancouver Island concerning the Campbell River to Quadra Island BC Ferries route have been happening for several years and are steadily increasing. Passengers with vehicles have been particularly affected on the Quadra Island side, where during summer months, it's not unusual to be delayed by an hour or two for the crossing to Campbell River, which takes just over 10 minutes. BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says within months, the route will be served by two vessels rather than one, which will help alleviate the situation.
We will have the two vessels operating in tandem. So what that does mean for our customers is we're going to be able to double the frequency of sailings during peak times and increase the capacity overall. So very good news for customers. I know everybody's waiting anxiously for the date as to when we are going to implement the two-ship service. And I don't have the exact date at this time. We are still looking at some crew resource issues. That does remain a bit of a challenge for us. So we'll update our customers as soon as we have all those positions filled and the date when we will be starting that two-ship operation.
Marshall emphasizes that finding enough crew to safely operate the vessels is the main stumbling block.
It should be within several months. I don't have a definite time frame just now, but I know that our crewing department has and HR department have been working very hard. You know, we do have five new vessels going into service this year, so there is a lot of recruitment underway.
Marshall details exactly how the current once-hourly service will change.
We have been working with the community as far as scheduling options and whatnot. I know we haven't announced the final schedules yet, but what it will mean is by replacing the Powell River Queen, the 59-vehicle ferry, with two 47-car ferries, we will have two ships in operation throughout the majority of the day, but then early morning and late evening, we would have one of those ships. But definitely increasing the capacity and frequency for the bulk of the day, peak times, getting people back and forth to work or appointments, grocery shopping, and the like. Definitely more liftoff throughout the day. As I see, we will have one ship operating the whole length of the operational day, and then that will be augmented by the second vessel for, I believe it's about 12 hours during the day. So lots of sailing frequency, lots of extra liftoff, and that means reduced wait times and also mitigating congestion.
And what happens if increased capacity on the Campbell River to Quadra Island route results in more demand on the route from Quadra to Cortez Island?
Well, we do have our team of scheduling experts and vessel deployment experts that do look at these things. I don't have an update on their plans at this point regarding the ship deployment for Cortez, but it is something that I know that team is looking at, basically on a fleet-wide basis, and I'm sure that the ferry advisory committees bring up these issues at the
Marshall adds that along with improving service and hopefully easing congestion on the route between Vancouver and Quadra Islands, the new vessels are state-of-the-art and will eventually have a positive impact on the environment.
That's the other thing that's very exciting about these vessels. They are designed to go fully electric when we do have the capacity as well as some funding to completely electrify these vessels. That's something that's obviously way better for the environment, which is something on everybody's minds. I think we want to do everything we can to reduce our impact. And then, of course, they will be cheaper to operate than running on diesel. So very exciting to be able to have six vessels in our fleet that will be fully electric. Again, we're waiting for shoreside infrastructure as well as some funding to make this happen, and we are approaching the federal government to that.
Marshall says once the Ferry Corporation secures federal funding, it will still take several years to build dockside charging stations so that the vessels can operate solely on electricity. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.